This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, how to set your watch to run on Martian time and why you would need to. We'll visit a watchmaker on the My Fellow American series. First, though, here on Earth, we turn regularly to legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. She writes the jurisprudence column for our partners at the online magazine Slate. Our subject today, inflamed liberal activists angry because two old pals went out to dinner. These pals are the Vice President of the United States, Dick Cheney, and Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. The dinner happened a couple of months ago as the Supreme Court considered hearing a sensitive political case that involved Mr. Cheney. More recently, the two men went duck hunting in Louisiana. Dahlia, welcome back to Day to Day, and please explain this case that involves Mr. Cheney.
Sure. It all started in 2001 when the vice president was charged with assembling a task force that was going to churn out the new Bush environmental policy and energy policy. Who was on that task force is currently in question. Environmental activists say that Cheney consulted with an awful lot of energy industry executives, including Enron's Kenneth Lay. Cheney says it's none of your business who was on that task force. That's a matter of executive privilege, and that case is now pending before the United States Supreme Court.
Now, this is a case that the court has agreed to hear.
Yes, that's correct. The court will be hearing it in April. When Cheney and Scalia were having dinner last November, the court was trying to determine whether or not they would accept the case. Now, with this recent duck hunting trip, the court has clearly accepted the case. And so in both situations, there is some question of impropriety.
In this case, Dahlia, Mr. Cheney and Justice Scalia, they actually are old friends, aren't they? And isn't there room for them to have a friendship and carry out their official duties?
Well, that's certainly Justice Scalia's contention. There is a federal recusal law, 28 U.S.C. 455, but it's incredibly ambiguous in terms of what kinds of behaviors cross the line of improper. The statute sort of generally says that judges will disqualify themselves, quote, if their impartiality might reasonably be questioned. Scalia contends, look, we're old friends and my impartiality can't be questioned. What I will say is that this is not just a matter of Scalia hanging out with an old friend. This is Scalia hanging out with an actual litigant in a case directly before the court hears the case. So it's not really a situation where, oh, you know, I happen to go fishing with one of the lawyers in this case. This is days of kind of male bonding together while that case is pending in the Supreme Court.
You mentioned Mr. Scalia. He has recused himself from another case that is maybe the hottest case of this term, which is the Does God Belong in the Pledge of Allegiance? And why did he get out of that? Does that have any bearing on the case we're talking about now?
Well, it's the same statute. Again, the statute is very ambiguous. And again, when you're talking about Supreme Court justices, there's no one to appeal to. The justices essentially decide themselves whether they have been compromised. That case was quite different, though, in that Scalia had made remarks in front of a big crowd in Virginia before the court agreed to hear the case, saying that the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals wrongly decided this case. What that raised was the question that he had already decided this case, that he couldn't look at it with an open mind. So his impartiality was questioned because it appeared that, you know, like a juror who can't decide a case fairly, he simply shouldn't be deciding it at all. Duckgate is different. It really is about influence, about friendship, about whether he's too close to one of the parties to be fair.
Sounds a little grim if people are already attaching the suffix gate to duck. But in this particular case, as you say, there's no one to appeal these kinds of things to beyond the Supreme Court. He's a Supreme Court justice. If he says, look, it's okay, I'm not going to recuse myself, is there anything that these activists can do?
There really isn't. I mean, one of the things that was interesting about the pledge case is that the litigant in that case filed a motion that was considered, for lack of a better word, full of chutzpah at the time, saying Scalia should recuse himself. Everyone thought that was outrageous and rude, but it actually worked. Scalia recused himself shortly thereafter. There is a feeling that now litigants are going to be a little bit bolder about putting in writing, this judge is compromised and shouldn't decide my case. Nothing really to be done. Hopefully the other justices, if they feel that this crosses the line of impropriety, we'll say something to Scalia.
Dahlia Lithwick joins us regularly on Day to Day. She writes a column called Jurisprudence for our partners at the online magazine Slate. Dahlia, thank you again.
Thank you, Alex.